Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think I've had some of these conversations you may have had with somebody yesterday.
Yeah.
I think as we all mature and age and get to a certain level, if you really step back, you'd be like, what are we doing?
What are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
What in the hell are we doing here? Right? And so my friend Nathan came over with some wood. We cut down an oak tree a couple of years ago in our front yard, right? And we had these big things. He goes, I got a wood splitter. Do you want me to split it? I'm like, yeah. So I thought he was going to bring the wood splitter over to the house. He comes over. He goes, I'm just going to take the wood. My son wants to split it. He wants it. Fine. You know, your 16-year-old boy using a wood splitter is really good, right? So he took that wood home. And then our friend Paul cut down a bunch of pine trees in his yard that were dying. That this is really like, Paul has been an old man since the day we met him, but he was putting like 10-gallon bags of water around the trees to try to save them. I'd never heard of doing that before. I'm also not an ophthalmologist. So he was putting all these like bags of water around the trees to try to save them. Didn't work, so all the trees had to come down. So there's all this extra pine wood that he's giving out to all of us. And, you know, we all have the fire pit, the solo stove, whatever it is. And so Nathan comes back over yesterday, and he's got the pine, and he's got the dry wood that I've had sitting for 2 years and is dried and seasoned and is ready to go. The pine obviously was cut down last weekend. It needs the season for about a year, you know, before it's ready to go. And we're sitting there talking about the denseness, the thickness, the hardness of wood, right? Like, what guy doesn't sit around and talk about the hardness of wood? That's when you know that you've reached an age where there's no going back. You have officially reached middle age, and we're having this conversation about how the pine should dry quicker because the wood is much softer than the hardwood that is the oak wood. And then Nathan says to me, he goes, you know, I got one of these gauges where you can just put by the wood and it tells you how dry it is. I'm like, oh, I need to get one of these. Yeah.
What?
A gauge that you can put by
like a meat thermometer,
but it tells you the water content that's still in the wood. He goes, when it gets to about 15%, that's usually about where you put it. And I looked at Nathan. I said, I want one of those. I said, and now we're officially old. We're sitting here talking,
admiring someone over a water gauge for a
for firewood. Like, yeah. That's kind of when you reach that like old man stage in your life, right? So we're talking about the hardness of wood. We're talking about pine versus oak. And then he throws to me the coup de grace of the whole thing is the water meter for the wood that you can know exactly how dry it is and when it's ready to burn. I'm like, God, I got to have one of those. And I go, that's what happens.
Have you priced one?
For $15 about.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It seems like you have to do it.
It seems like you have to, right? Yeah,
that's
he says they're only about $15. Now, Nathan showed up yesterday with four chainsaws in the back of his pickup, and he rented a lift because he's taking an oak tree down in his front yard this weekend. And he's like, I don't know, I got some guys coming over. We're going to try to cut this tree down. Like, I may drive by and drink a beer and watch this, right? You rented a lift and have four chainsaws, and that's you have people coming over. This is going to be outstanding.
That's getting
right?
after stuff.
That's an old man afternoon, middle-aged guy afternoon. So I was thinking about, like, this is a sad conversation we're having, dude. Like, really a very sad conversation discussing how hard the wood is and all this kind of stuff. What is the saddest middle-aged male conversation you've had with another guy?
Because
we've all had them.
610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDF, HD2, Liberty, and Odyssey Station. 913-586-7610, the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. I know that I've had multiple discussions about biofreeze.
Biofreeze? Like in the gym locker room or on the street or on the tennis court?
The tennis boys, yeah, pretty much, yeah. In terms of biofreeze.
Are you comparing which balms are better?
Yeah, yeah, it's just biofreeze, you know. Or the ale, the various things to ale, you know, aching backs usually is what it is.
Yeah.
Or knees or whatever.
Dones, have you gotten some of those dones?
So I know that there's multiple that if you stepped outside of it, you go, what are we doing here?
Right.
So
like you have that moment where you realize when did I get here?
Yeah.
And how did it happen?
Yeah.
And why am I so excited about balm and gauger?
Like I'm all ears, you know what I mean? Like I want to know what works for you.
The B dub.
I'm laughing because I've had this conversation about the wood in the fire pit with Durant and Paco as we've sat back there and go, man, we've really, really gotten old. Remember, we would tie it on till 3 a.m. at college and, you know, pick back up the next day. Now we're sitting outside by ourselves, just the three of us outside the fire,
hoping
looking
to
at 10
the
fire.
PM. Yeah.
And barely making it to 10 p.m. Talking about,
but be time to moseying on here.
Gotta hit the road here.
But boy, that wood burned really well. What'd you use in there?
So I'll throw pine needles that drop from my two big pines. Yeah. You know, when we're back there, I'll throw a bunch of the pine needles. Oh, smells so good.
I bet we're back there going,
oh man, this is lovely. This is what life is all about. Remember all the times we were in the streets? Oh my God.
Yeah, right.
Now we're back here. We've lived to 50. This is it.
This is it, man.
Where do
this
we go from
heaven.
Here?
So my friend Paul's wife, Lori, was telling me, she goes, oh, the best way to get the fire pit going is you take the lint out of your dryer, stuff it in a toilet paper roll, light that sucker on fire, and that blazes right away. I'm like, all right. So now,
try that.
Now I've got multiple toilet paper rolls in the bathroom stuffed with dryer lint that I can't wait to use later on this afternoon. Like, I have been looking forward to lighting this toilet paper roll of dryer lint on fire since Sunday.
then you haven't read the story I read. I was fascinated the other day with a story about how they're making toilet paper without the roll now.
Yeah, I've seen some of that. Yeah.
But then you wouldn't have it for your. They said most of them aren't recycled the way they should be.
Yeah.
So you know, whatever.
Whatever.
But if you use it for another purpose, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah.
You should be taking that.
And reusing
and burning it in your fire pit. I think
look, ashes to ashes, dust to dust is what they say. You're supposed to utilize what the environment gives you in all sorts of ways. Wood is meant to be burned. Cardboard is meant to help start that fire to keep you warm. Like I've told people this. My family thinks I'm nuts. When I retire, I am going to be a pilgrim at the Plymouth Plantation in Plymouth, Massachusetts. And I am going to stand there and tell people what it was like to come over on the Mayflower.
Mm. Good gig.
Hell yes, it is.
From the 620, if the wood isn't hard enough, why aren't you guys sending them to Heartland Men's Health?
Yeah,
That's a very good question. That should be the first answer.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. From the 913, I spent 15 minutes talking about my buddy's new minivan and the stow and go seating, which is a game changing feature. I've had multiple conversations about forgetting to take my ginkgo biloba. That's the thing that helps your brain or whatever.
It does, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
913, having to talk to my buddy about the viscosity of our caulk we plan to use on our wood trim. Yikes.
If anybody has any suggestions on getting rid of raccoons.
Yeah, of course.
Hit me up.
From the 816, had many conversations comparing quantities of ibuprofen required to get through the day. 913, multiple conversations about deteriorating driveways, standing there looking down at concrete.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. A new use for biofreeze from the 816. The biofreeze roller stick works great under the eyes when you're tired and driving.
Oh, my God. What?
I don't think that that's probably.
No.
Oh, my God.
Your eyes are burning. It keeps you awake, I guess.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
What?
No.
Hmm.
One rub of the eyes and boom, straight to the ER.
Yeah.
Funny you say old man conversation from the 816. Headed to work this morning. My neighbor stopped me right about 7:30. Talk about the squirrels being out of control in our neighborhood. We then talked the best squirrel traps for 15 to 20 minutes, and I was late to work.
I'll tell you the best squirrel traps. You call that guy like Rodent Rick or whoever he is. I can't remember the guy we used.
Sounds like that was it. It was something like that.
Yeah.
It was Rodent. I thought Rodent Rick does
something like that. And the guy came out and got the squirrel. Now that we have the dog, we don't have a squirrel problem anymore.
If you guys haven't used those color changing packets, you haven't really lived yet.
I hear those are cool.
Yeah. I just turned 40. My neighbor and I were smoking a cigar in the driveway, talking about our neighbor's mismatched shingles and what type of grass is the best. So lame.
My neighbor across the street has a pine tree that's half dead right now, right? And this is one of the old guys who, like, they were gone for a month. He got home and mowed the grass before taking in the luggage type of stuff, right? And this tree is, like, half dead. And Nathan was over like 2 days in a row. Now he goes, that tree's deader today than it was yesterday. I go, exactly. This tree is dying right before my eyes. Am I supposed to go to the homeowners and complain? Do I file a report?
Yes. From the 913, conversations about poly jacking versus mud jacking. Poly is better, by the way.
So good.
From the 417, it doesn't matter what the conversation is, as long as you're wearing jorts and the New Balance shoes.
Yeah.
Or the Nike Air Monarchs.
You got to get some of that fat. I bought a box of that kindling at Menards. You got to get it going really hot with the Solo stove I found. And so I just buy the kindling. Or I've told my kids, go pick up the sticks in the yard. I'll give you a penny a stick.
Doesn't work. I tried it with Savannah because my yard's got a ton of keen.
Kids don't want to pick up sticks anymore.
No, they don't. They don't want to pick up poop.
Yeah.
My
neighbor lost his key to his gate. We discussed exactly the length of bolt cutters we needed to cut that thing off. 24-inch seemed about right. 913.
I'm 43 from the 816. Had a conversation with my neighbor yesterday that we've had every spring for the last 20 years of what we're going to do to the outside of our house this year. Yeah, my wife actually had one with our neighbor. She goes, what kind of flowers are you planting this year? My wife's like,
From the 816, helped my buddy drill holes in the base of his tree to poison it so it wouldn't grow spike balls anymore. I was so excited. We're almost 40.
Multiple conversations about how kids can't read clocks or write in cursive. That's another good one, too. Oh, Josh, did you text in? Are you at a 620 now?
I am, I guess.
Yeah. Kids won't even pick up their socks. You got a Pioli situation going on at the crib, don't you?
Yeah. So my wife and I just left it. We're like, we'll see where this goes. I knew where it was going to go. One of us was going to have to.
We all knew where it was going to go.
I know. One of us was going to have to pick it up.
You sent us a picture. And I go, what did you think was going to happen?
Like, right. I mean, you're walking in this path.
Right.
Like, you're walking in this path. We got shoes everywhere. We have a shoe problem going on right now. Mm-hmm. We'll throw them. Well, my wife usually throws them in like a basket, puts them in, and then they spill all over.
Right.
There's shoes everywhere. So there's a shoe, and then there's, for some reason, someone's empty potato chip bag, which more often than not starts on the table, and then one of the dogs gets up there and smells it after a day and knocks it off, and then it's on the floor. Okay. So it's on the floor, and I'm like, I'm not picking it up. I'm just leaving it there. And it's right in the middle of the floor, right by this dirty shoe. And it sat there 3 days.
Still there?
No, I threw it away yesterday. Yeah. I just had enough. 3 days, and everybody had to walk that path.
Right. It was like right in the main Yeah.
Not even one consideration to pick it up.
High traffic area.
I felt like Pioli in the candy wrapper.
Well, yeah.
That it was a test. They massively failed.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up throwing that stupid bag away.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm not throwing it away. I'm like, I'm not either.
Not touching it. You get to that point where you're like, I'm just done.
I'm so mad.
Yeah. Do you have one kid that's slobbier than the other?
No, they're both pretty bad.
They are. Okay. Because yeah. I got two girls. One leaves everything around. The other leaves pretty much everything around.
Yeah, they're both pretty bad.
Why are they slobs? Why can't they just take this stuff to their room? This is why we provide you with a door.
Yeah. Son last weekend decided, I'm going to go play golf. Can I borrow the golf? We only have one set of golf clubs in the house right now. I haven't golfed in years now, but there's a set of golf clubs.
Smiley's?
Set of golf clubs in the basement storage. I go, they're downstairs in the basement storage. I know right where it's at. And go get it. You have to probably buy some golf balls. Go knock yourself out, kid. So he and some buddies went golfing.
Cool.
Okay, that was Saturday.
Don't tell me the golf clubs are in the kitchen.
No, they're right in the entryway. They're like really right inside
Stop
the door.
Drop and
so
roll.
Put them inside the door, and I said, "I need you just put the golf clubs back." He goes, "Well, I think we're gonna go again." I go, "When?" "Well, I don't know." And he marches up to his room. I'm like, "Wait a minute,
hold on,
I wasn't done."
Yeah,
you know, and he disappears, and I'm, you know, kind of standing there and shy, like, "So you're really not gonna put these away?"
Yeah,
and so I'm like, "All right, I'm not gonna say anything again." I say something the next day. Hey, remember to put those clubs away, all
right? Right.
Put the clubs away. Oh, yeah. They're literally sitting just right in the entryway. You almost have to walk around them to get out the front door. And they've been sitting there now since Saturday.
He gave you the brush off.
I'm like, I am not carrying those stupid golf clubs back down to the basement. So now it's a battle of wills, and we continually lose, and we continue to just eat it.
Yeah.
Knowing we're not winning this.
No, you're not. They're not going to move those clubs. They'll wait. They don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't care, and they don't know.
Yeah.
You know what you do? You pull the wait till you have your own house and wait till you have your own kids. Because
I go back to that. I go back to that video. I remember it was going around Facebook for a while. There was like my kid just got a new house and it was the parents going in.
Turning
on all the lights and pouring cereal on the floor and leaving the phone chargers plugged in and they trash and they see it. Remember that video was going around?
Yes.
I feel like we live that every day.
Every day. And you can't wait till they have their own house so you can trash their house. Yeah. I do like this one from the 913 because I saw something about this the other day. My kids seem to be boycotting using shampoo. They come out with their head dry and their body wet. How do they even get away with that? I saw something on Instagram or TikTok that somebody sent me.
Okay.
The new trend is to not use shampoo because it keeps your hair floppier. You know, like how all the kids have the floppy hair now.
Dopey floppy hair. Yeah.
So apparently that's why they're doing this. I'll tell you, that's why the kids today aren't cleaning their hair.
Less shampoo works better?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. From the 913, fellas, get the belt out.
Jeez. From the 816, power washing, the end. Love first.
The power washing is fun.
Yeah, it's true. Power washing is.
Dude, I don't even get to use the power washer. I bought the power washer, and the wife, that's her joy. She's like, yeah, I'm going to the deck.
I got to go power wash.
It is amazing.
Josh, here's actually a great suggestion from the 785. Put the clubs in his bed.
They'd still
sleep with them, right?
Yeah. It wouldn't. It just move them over a little bit. But
carve out of space.
But I guess at least it'd be out of the... It'd be out of the entryway.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, they wouldn't. Yeah, they just.
A lot of people are saying, put it in his bed. Put it in his bed.
They'd be pushed to the other side.
What if you put it on like the hood of his car? He'd just drive away with them on there, not realize it'd be clubs all over the neighborhood, right?
Right. And they'd be my clubs.
Yeah.
And a dent in my vehicle. Yeah, I don't want that.
From the 620, they don't take showers after gym class or practice anymore. Neither did we, though, in the 90s. So, I mean, I think the last people who took showers after gym class were like my parents' generation. When Cutlip was in there with the short shorts on and a whistle, sure you showered.
Get out. Get out of there.
Did you take showers after gym?
No.
B-Dub, did you?
No.
Nobody did in our area. Like, I think, honest to God, I think the boomer generation is the last generation to shower after gym class.
We didn't have Axe, but we had Right Guard. So
that Right Guard stuff.
You just spray
that
aerosol can.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Burned a hole in the ozone layer, but you smelled all right.
Can we get a thanks, Coach liner? Do you have that ready to go by chance, or are we?
Surprisingly enough, I haven't had it at the ready as much as I should.
Right,
so I do. I do apologize.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Coach.
Hey, Coach. Appreciate the time here. Hope you've been well.
Thanks, Coach.
That's me, baby. That's me. I did that. I drew that up. Yeah. Ha ha. Run it again.
You call him coach.
All right, from the 816, shampoo strips the oils out of your hair. Should only use 2 times a week max.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Coach.
And that's where we'll end it. Josh Verner, our Royals insider, coming up at 8:30. He'll join us from Arizona.
Yes, he had
a three-hour extravaganza last night. If
a
you missed three that,
hour
the Hot
show.
Stove Show. You can get it available at 610sports.com and the Odyssey app. But that was a block. We'll get to it next.
Fesco in the morning, weekdays starting at 6 on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's go, Brooksy.
I like Brooksy. He's good.
I do, too. This guy's tweeting us about a hippie mentality. I like...
You picked music today on a Flashback Friday. Flashback Friday. Yeah.
Guy says people who don't wash their hair are also probably smoking a joint.
Oh, boy. The
doobie. What's wrong with that?
Doing the doobie.
I'm like, is that wrong?
Doobie, doobie, doo.
You picked the music from 90 to 05, the window today.
Yes, that's right.
At
913-586-7610.
We've had a couple people try to slip one past the goalie with some 1970s and some 1960s.
They were strict.
But our buddy Tommy in Bonner Springs, who he labeled future home of Arrowhead 2.0, he won a little Counting Crows.
Mm. There you go.
Mr. Jones and me.
Hey, a late submission from the 913, a late one, but nothing makes me feel older than talking about the 610 morning show with friends on the weekend.
Recapping.
Yeah, you do. Tournament coverage on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. I feel for Missouri and K-State fans
you
today.
You do. You got to. Why?
Because they've told you so for years and years and years and years.
How many people were like last night that aren't Kansas fans watching that game going, see, we
told you all along. They just get away with everything.
Gets the ball in ahead to Timberlake on the run. It's a block. And he missed the shot. Wow.
Man. With the game on the line, that is an incredible block that just got taken away from Samford.
Gene Steratore, do you agree with us?
I do agree with you guys. It's a great block by Samford right there. A really great job.
It was a fantastic block.
Yeah, it was a great block.
All ball up top.
I mean, it was as clean a block as you could get.
Nobody down low in Regular speed, right. Totally looks like a foul. In slow motion, not even close.
Now, regular speed, you're watching. We all yelled foul. All of us yelled foul watching the game last night or this morning, whenever that took place, right? And I'm like, oh, he got fouled. And then you see the replay, and you're like, oh, no, Joey Fatone clearly did not get fouled.
No.
If Fatone goes up and lays it in, it goes in.
They landed on his sexy back.
He did. He really did. And so we saw that play. If he lays it in, there's no question. Nobody's talking about anything. We all move on.
Laying it in, you're dunking
but you're
that.
Dunking it at that
hell
point
yes.
in time, right?
You're
and so Fatone's bringing this thing up the court. He's ready to go in for a two-handed dunk, and then the guy from behind
just
blocks
completely
it.
Completely blocks it.
If that's LeBron, we're celebrating that block this morning. He gets the block call. But you know what? After Kentucky got bounced, they needed a brand-name team to move on to the next day, so Kansas got the call.
So everything you said is true. That's right. True. They get away with everything.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, Bucky McMillan, the Sanford coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of him either. Bucky McMillan.
Hey, he owns that truck stop down in Texas.
He handled it way better than I would have. I'll tell you that after the game.
I have seen the play. I thought AJ made an incredible play on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not faulting the call. You know, I mean, some people could see it different ways. But I was really proud of our guys' ability to go make a play. And at the end of the day, you know, AJ's recovery there, if there is no whistle, I'm not blaming the whistle, but if there's no whistle, we're going to have a numbers advantage going the other way to advance to round two. That's how close the game was. And that's how well our guys played because we were down by, what was the maximum we were down?
22.
We're down by 22 when we're going to have the ball there, you know, however much time left going the other way with a great opportunity. So, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, that is awesome perspective.
Yeah.
Like we were literally this close to having a shot to go down there and move to the second round, beat Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
He's like super. That's like 6 months later reflective. And he's doing that like 10 minutes after the game's over.
Right. Exactly.
Where I'd be just flipping my lid. You know,
I mean, you had an opportunity to win this thing, right?
Good job, Bucky McMillan. That's some severe maturity
he also realized, he goes, look, we were down 22 at one point in this game as well too, right? So I mean, look, we were down big. We were lucky, we were fortunate, blessed to be in that situation. Our kids did a great job of coming back, but if we don't find ourselves down 22, then that play's not as big, you know. But we were down 22, we had a fight to get back to that level. Had we only been down by 5 at one point, then it's a completely different ball game. I'm still trying to figure it out from a mathematics standpoint, how KU was alive in that game at all last night, right? Because you're up by 22, but yet Samford made 10 more three-point shots than you made. That's 30 points. That's plus 30 right there. You had to overcome that in the game. And the reason they did it and they overcame is because they started out like a ball of fire. Like KU last night was, they were unstoppable at the beginning of the game. I think they started like 8 of 10 or 9 of 10 or something. Like they hit every shot at the beginning of the game, got up by 22. That's kind of when I fell asleep. They woke back up and went, oh, we got ourselves a ball game here. Holy cow. Oh my God. Joey Fatone got fouled going in for the dunk.
So Carrington will likely be melting down at 2. You can catch that here on 610 Sports Radio because, man, that was, if you're not a Kansas fan, that's how you wanted Kansas to bow out.
Right.
I mean, you wanted a meltdown of a 22-point lead.
Did you see Jay Wright's comments last night, too, about Calipari, about his way of doing business? The era of taking these young freshmen and trying to play against older players is over.
Well, that's what Calipari's going to have to decide.
He's going to have to decide. But, you know, Bill's going to have to decide that. I've said that for a decade. I hate when Bill Self goes after these one and done.
You've been calling for that, too. I think this season probably put that camp towards a lot of fans as well, that they over-portaled maybe.
But let me ask you this.
This particular year.
Can you do it the old way anymore?
Can you put the genie back in the bottle?
Can you do it the old way anymore? Is it possible to do it the old way anymore? Because kids don't want to stay around.
Yeah, but you have to try to have a balance. I think you have to you recruit. Can I actually see that kid in 3 years be good?
But can that that kid stay for 3 years? Because if you don't play the first 5 minutes of the first game, portal!
Yeah, see ya.
And that's what I wanted to ask, and we can bring Vern into the conversation on this as well, as he's down at spring training in Surprise, Arizona, but the tournament's going on there as well. I think they have the stations down there. I don't know if they do or not, but I want to know from all y'all, like, I feel like there's less of an interest in the tournament than there's ever been. And is that because of the NIL and the portal? Are people losing interest in college basketball? Because as bad as the games were for the most part yesterday, I still enjoyed the hell out of it. I love watching the tournament, but I can sense from a lot of people, like, there weren't many people that did brackets seemingly this year. It just feels like it's more of a smaller event than it's ever been before.
I think it's a part of it. I don't know that we have the marquee names, even the one and done types. You don't really know their names for whatever reason.
Right.
So I don't know if it's a publicity thing. Could it be Vital's not? I'm not even joking about this. Vital's going to come back and do games next year.
Yeah.
He's planning to anyway. But like, who, your biggest cheerleader hasn't been around for a couple of years.
I don't disagree with that. I think he's the most important thing that's ever happened in college basketball.
Who's promoting these people? So it's, I don't know. I think that's part of me. I just don't think enough household names. Good morning, Vern.
Good morning. I still enjoy the competition. Yeah, I'm still watching the games, but there's no one to hate. I don't hate an individual, even the Duke jersey. I don't know anyone on the team to truly hate anything other than the jersey itself. Yeah. So there's just nothing drawing me, and you're 100% right. I filled out a bracket because my buddies twisted my arm so they could rob me of $30. But right. No. There's nothing drawn me. There was no anticipation. I'm watching the games because I love sports, but no, I'm not excited really to watch any of the games today.
Yeah.
Well, keep updated on them.
From the 816, speaking of old man conversation.
How basketball was better back in our day.
But the 913 says, I've loved March Madness for 25 years and it seems flat now. Yeah, flat. That's kind of the good way to put it. It just kind of seems it's a little flat right now. Like, I thought there would be a hell of a lot more of excitement, but also too, we're in a city now where two teams have been irrelevant this year and one, like, you know, was the preseason number one and kind of disappeared, and KU fans aren't like that, so they're Homer Simpsoning it back into the bushes. So I kind of feel like from that standpoint, since we really didn't have three teams that were involved,
the market
this
a little
year,
bit.
Yeah.
Is there anything to the fact that we've now seen a 16 upset a one twice to where even upsets don't shock me? I'm not floored. I don't find myself, oh my God, can you believe the Oakland beat Kentucky? Of course I can. I've seen two number ones go down. It's not even shocking anymore.
No, it's not, especially with Kentucky too, Vern, because they haven't gotten out of the first weekend since before COVID.
That's amazing.
Right?
It's Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Last night he had a three-hour edition of the Hot Stove Show. Bobby Witt, Cole Reagans, and much, much more. If you missed that, check it out, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. For $39.99 per month, the Royals Fountain Pass will guarantee you access inside the K for every single Royals regular season home game this year. Guaranteed. Standing room only ticket to every game, including high demand and weekend games with the ability to upgrade your ticket an hour before the first pitch, all for just $39.99 a month. All the details at royals.com.
When you made that transition, I thought we were charging people now for the podcast.
No, podcast
is free.
You
guys had a conversation about your arch support and how your copper fit arch support
that we have not
life, because that's me.
What, yeah. That's your old that's man yours? Conversation, the
it.
Arch support.
How has
the copper fit
changed
arch
your
supports.
Life? Yeah.
They're
both
terrific.
Oh, it's not just copper fit and arch supports. They have a copper fit arch support. Well, this is
actually
massive.
Game changer, Kling. Game changer. My lower back, my knees, just everything's gone to another level.
Actually, Vern, I did have that conversation Wednesday at the J. I'm not going to lie. I walked in and I was talking to some of the retired guys, and this guy, Larry Zimmerman, sitting there. I'll throw his name out there, right? And we're talking about running shoes, and Larry goes, I haven't been here in 2 years because I've been running outside and whatever. It's, you know, I only see you at Romeo's. It's good to see you at the J, blah, blah, blah. I said, what kind of shoes are you wearing? He goes, I think he said he was wearing Asics. I go, I wear these Hokas. He goes, I tried Hokas, but there's an 8-millimeter difference from the front of your foot to the back of the foot, and I need like a 5-millimeter. We talked for about 15 minutes about the millimeter differential from the front of the foot to the back of the foot, sure. Which shoe works best for that.
I've certainly had conversations bemoaning the fact that Nike doesn't have enough extra wide shoes.
Yeah, you're right about that. No, I'm with you, because I used to wear the extra wides as well, and you're right, Nike is a smaller shoe.
Yeah, you got to go New Balance. You got to go Under Armour.
Yeah, yeah. Do I go with Hokas when I'm doing for working out and running?
Yeah, that's what all the front office guys, all the coaches, all the big wigs out here are wearing the Hokas.
Yeah, you got to have good footwear.
It's true.
But I also get irrationally mad at people who use Hokas for their everyday shoe. Like, it's a workout shoe, in my opinion.
But if it's comfortable.
Yeah, if you're on your feet, you're a nurse, you're something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's comfortable. Shouldn't you wear all the time?
I don't know. I don't know why. I get irrationally mad, which means I can't justify why I get mad, but I do.
Yeah, true. All right. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, we're less than a week away from the opener, boys. So, let's go.
And we have the fifth spot in the rotation now set, correct?
Yeah. Like we talked about on Monday, Alec Marsh grabs that five spot. Daniel Lynch heads down to Omaha, and Jordan Lyles heads to the bullpen. I don't know when we'll be seeing him again, as he will be the mop-up guy. You're up by five. You're down by five. So Jordan Lyles now the 13th man on this pitching staff. And if you take a step back and remember where we were at the end of last season, the evaluation season that ended with 106 losses. I know I told you guys plenty of times I was worried about Bobby and MJ and Massey and Vinny and that young core of hitters becoming losers. You know, they had to make wholesale changes, and they have. As I predict, the opening day roster is going to have only 8 guys that were on the opening day roster a season ago. So 18 of the 26 have been kicked to the curb. And you know, we talked about it on Monday, the aggressiveness of this organization, going the extra mile to get the additional free agent in Michael Wacha, spending, making that type of commitment, convincing Bobby Witt Jr. to stay here for at least 7 to 11 years. The aggressive move of not going the safe route with Wacha or Lugo in the opener, giving the ball to Cole Reagans, and now not taking the classic Royals route of, well, he's making a lot of money, he's got to get an opportunity right out of the gate. No, Jordan Lyles to the bullpen, stay aggressive, put Alec Marsh in that rotation. I think it's all in effort to make sure that Bobby and Vinny and that young core of hitters don't fall victim to what we saw happen to Merrifield and Dozier and Keller and Lopez, where you show up to the ballpark understanding that you're probably going to lose, accepting that you're probably going to lose, and almost expecting to lose. You did it for the young hitters on this team, and now it's on them. The coaching staff, the ownership, and the front office, they've done everything for that young core of hitters to be put in a position to play competitive baseball in July, August, and September. Now, the issue is you face basically every single playoff team from a season ago in the first 6-7 weeks of the season. That's why we're calling it the deep end, Kling. 2024, you're throwing these boys in the deep end, and really the goal is don't drown. You know, breaststroke, doggy paddle, float on your back. Do what you got to do to maintain through the first 6 weeks of the season. Don't lose the fan base like you did last season. Everyone in that organization, in my opinion, has done their jobs, and now it's on the players. I don't have that much concern for the pitching staff, bullpen, or rotation. Good. My concern are those young hitters that everything this offseason has been done to help them. They say all the right things. They have outward confidence. But I know in their quiet moments when they lay that head on the pillow, there is still that quiet doubt in their mind that could become louder if things spiral early. So those first 6 weeks, you throw them in the deep end and you hope that they don't drown.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider here on 610 Sports Radio. Who's Ohtani got winning the Central?
I think he's going with the Royals. It's a nice sleeper pick. It's not too out of left field. A piece actually this morning on MLB.com is they went around and surveyed the rest of Major League Baseball asking players who's going to be the surprise team and in the sport. And first team on the list, your Kansas City Royals, one National League pitcher saying, every time I turned on the television, the Royals were making another move. They're taking aim at the American League Central. So, you know, Shohei's one of those players. I'm sure that they inquired as far as his predictions of who's going to surprise. So, yeah, I would think he threw down a few $100,000 on the Royals to win the division.
Who's he like in the brackets today? Did you get his bracket picks yet?
I think he had Kentucky. He's like me. I already deleted the app on my phone. I don't even care about my bracket anymore.
It's already gone. Yeah,
it's gone.
So I do like the fact, though, Vern, that you know Alec Marsh is getting that fifth spot, because in olden days of Royals baseball, they would have put Lyles in the rotation because they're paying him that money. And I like the fact that we all know Lyles stinks. Like, he is terrible. And so they're like, we're not going to do that. It's not fair to the rest of the guys to roll this guy out.
And you're right. That's exactly what Matt Quatrero and J.J. Piccolo and countless others within, you know, the decision makers in the organization have said. We spent this entire offseason convincing Will Smith and Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo and Hunter Renfro and all these other free agents to come to Kansas City because we want to win. We believe we have the talent. We can't spew that for months. Get here, watch Alec Marsh carve up the Cactus League. Meanwhile, watching Jordan Lyles giving up big flies left and right. We can't spew winning. We can't sell winning and then do what losers do, and that is follow the money and give guys roles rather than allow someone to earn, to win a role. So, but again, the coaching staff, the front office, the ownership, they're doing everything that I think any Royals fan wanted after, you know, bludgeoning us over the head with the evaluation season that ends with 106 losses. The ownership and the organization's done everything. It's now just on those players and most notably on those hitters.
Why isn't John Sherman getting the love then from Royals fans like he should be getting? Like, he's a Kansas City and a season ticket holder. He's spending money, doing all the things that Glass would never do, showing up, showing his face, letting everybody know who he is. Like he's doing he's anti-Glass.
Yeah. I mean, you know why. It's the stadium talk. It's unfortunate because, as I've said countless times, and people probably think of, you know, we're just being a mouthpiece, but ownership, to me, the only reason why you buy a team is ego and or civic pride. And I do believe that the Royals and their fans have lucked out that you got one that's in John Sherman, where it's, you know, 55-45, 60-40 civic pride over ego. Now, he's a competitor. You saw that this offseason with his decision to go the extra mile, give Michael Wacha more than $10 million. We need to win. The fans need to see a winner. Sure, he wants to hold that trophy, but this to me comes back to the biggest question, the only question that really matters when it comes to the stadium, in my mind. Do you believe that John Sherman and his ownership group have the best interest of Kansas City in mind? Not that that's their number one priority, or sure, they want to make money, but do you think in their heart of hearts they have the best interest of Kansas City in mind? Getting to know them, the answer is yes.
The answer is 100% yes for me, yeah.
Yeah.
You may have touched on this earlier. Is the deep end your theme?
Yes.
Okay, so that will be our theme
Six
for the season.
6 weeks.
Okay.
Don't drown. We're just hoping that they don't drown.
Okay.
All right. Any update on Michael Massey? What's going on with that dude?
Back-to-back days, no baseball activities with lower back soreness, less than a week away from opening day. If we don't see him in the lineup by the intra-squad on Sunday, I don't think you can have him on the opening day roster. I don't think it's fair to him. Which would open up a spot for Nick Lofton and open up even more at-bats from Adam Frazier, who was terrific last night. Had a chance to introduce, hopefully,
Ooh, the God Frazier. I like him.
He's a perfect veteran for those hitters that I'm talking about, that I'm worried about drowning earlier, spiraling earlier, getting into a negative headspace early on in the season. Frazier, Cole Reagans, James MacArthur, three of them most important Royals for the season. I don't know if the average Royals fan has truly gotten to know them yet. I think we did a pretty good job of introducing them to the fan base last night. You can find that on the All Things Vern podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get them.
So I didn't even have to do it. He sold himself. Have you recommended to Massey the Copperfit Arch Relief Plus?
I have not. He's probably a little sky high after that Illinois win yesterday, but that's a really good idea because it's
thank you.
I'm an athlete. He's an athlete.
Right.
I could help him out.
So is it the full insole, or are you talking about just the arch relief band?
Yeah, the band.
The band? You like the band. Okay. All right.
And you can maneuver it throughout the day, but if you need it to stay in one spot, it'll do that. And as the commercial says, this fits your feet, and your feet fit your shoes.
Wow. They should get that. That should be one of your sponsors, I think. One more thing on Massey. Does this open the door for Francisco Cortez?
No, he's still too young. No, he's got, you know, I mean, Dayton always talked about it. You got to go step by step from A to double A to triple A. You got to experience.
Do you really, though? Do you?
I think Cortez
he's not
ready.
Bobby Witt.
Cortez
you know,
is ready.
He's, all right. He's a raw talent. That's the word you hear a lot, raw.
Because I feel like that's baseball's ultimate crutch for justifying jobs is that, well, yeah. We got to take it slow and, you know, keep everybody employed for 5 years while we wait for these guys to develop. Yeah. It's just a never-ending
cycle.
Meanwhile,
Baltimore.
They're embarrassing. Like, there are too many good. Have too you many. Seen the Baltimore story? There are too many good players.
They don't do them.
They may have to make a trade before opening day because there are too many good players.
Yeah.
And they've already made a big trade to acquire Corbin Burns, who the Royals are going to see in the sixth game of the season.
I told you guys, I love Baltimore for the last 2 years. They're a fun watch on TV, and they're doing things, and you watch them, you're like, damn, I wish that was us. And maybe that can be us now. Maybe we can kind of get that momentum.
That'd be great.
From Baltimore. But yeah, I mean, like, they just bring their guys up and they let them play, and like, we was like, oh, better season him for 5 years like firewood.
Well, you look around now with Bobby and Baltimore, Julio Rodriguez. I think you're seeing more young talents skip those steps. Unfortunately, I don't think the Royals have those guys right now in the system. More so, they have some pitching down there. Still waiting on some hitters to develop.
Thank you, Vern.
Thank you.
Josh Vern, you're our Royals insider. Again, check out his full Hot Stove show of last night, 3-hour edition. Bobby Witt, Cole Reagans, and much, much more. Check it out, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. If you enjoyed our old man discussion of earlier, I think you're going to love this one as well. Bob's got one next.
Fesco in the morning, weekdays starting at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. You're picking the music 90 through 05 at 913-586-7610. Include your name.
I just heard the soundbite from Jay Wright about him just basically telling Cal, your day's done, pal. We'll play that coming up after 9 o'clock today, Josh. I mean, it is as poignant as you can get from one coach to another.
Who requested this?
This one is coming from Micah in Denver. This is one of those songs that should have never been released. You know, when athletes try to be rappers, and this came out my freshman year in college. Shaquille O'Neal, I Know I Got Skills, and he should have left this one alone.
I do like Shaquille O'Neal in the Home Depot commercials.
I like when he's awesome. Cleaning the paint,
yeah,
and he keeps getting out of the paint
because right, he'll be there 3 seconds.
That's funny. Pretty funny.
Yeah, and have you seen the Jim Nance We Are the World one
yeah,
that they're
yeah,
doing?
So which good.
I think it's fantastic.
Really
good. So good.
What's Jim doing now? And then he's calling the Charles Barkley sleeping and all that kind of stuff. They're doing a really nice job.
His portrait is fantastic that he painted too.
Yeah.
Little follow-up to Vern. Someone said, I'm just really excited. How many seasons have they gone into the year without a fifth starter? We should be really excited about where they're going.
Yeah.
I think the pitching staff's where I'm at. Like, if the starting pitching is real, they got a shot.
They got a shot. They really do.
Yep. And it looks pretty legit. Like,
looks
you feel
great.
Pretty comfortable with it.
Because we usually go into the start of the season, we've said for the last week or so, going, who's going to be our opening day starter and having a debate over that. Now we're going, we're solid. We just need to figure out our number five.
Cole Reagan's still massive upside. Just keep doing what you're doing from last year, right?
Right.
Singer has a bounce back. We've seen him do it before. Now have kind of the bounce back. Waka and Lugo are established veterans, like not like crappy ones.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then Alec Marsh has pitched his way into the mix. That's what you want. A guy won a job. He won a job. Okay, let's go. I love it. So Royals in action today against the Brewers. 3:10 first pitch on Royals.com. To recline or not to recline?
That is the question.
It shouldn't even be a question, though.
The answer's no.
The answer's no.
I think if you're reclining on a plane, you're a douche.
Yeah, you suck.
I mean, there's no other way to put it. I had a guy do that on a flight back from Phoenix a couple of weeks ago, and I just put my knee up and wasn't going to allow him to go back. Like, have some regard for somebody else's personal space,
right?
Yeah,
you can't recline. So the Rich Eisen show was discussing this. Should you recline in an airplane?
Right, and they had Larry David on.
And Larry David, of course, who of course was going to have an answer.
Right. You do not go back into a person's lap.
Wow. Oh, yes.
You don't do that. It's totally, it's so inconsiderate. What? One notch. I'll give you one notch.
Thank you, LD.
Okay?
Wow. Thank you.
One notch. That's it. Nobody wants to see your head, okay? They just don't want to see it. And there's not enough room as it is.
But the button's there for a reason.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
The button's wrong.
They should eliminate those buttons.
I'm in full agreement on this.
Yeah.
Planes are never empty enough that you can recline without somebody being behind you.
Exactly. They should actually do what they did with the ashtray on the plane, and that's cover it up, you know, with a piece of metal and a couple of bolts to not let you recline on the plane. It doesn't make a difference either if you recline on the plane.
It doesn't recline far enough to really be comfortable. But also, it makes the person behind you very uncomfortable.
Right.
You can't do it.
You got to find a way to not do something like that. So I think if you're reclining on a plane, you're just selfish, man. Like, It just makes you irrationally mad. Like, you're going back in your chair and you're reclining and you're ending up in somebody's lap. There's not enough leg room as it is on these planes. And you're going to put your chair, you know, in reverse and do that to somebody. I do. I really think that is very, very inconsiderate. And it's inconsiderate because you're ticking off the person behind you and you're really not gaining anything because of it. What else in life is just something that truly ticks you off that is inconsiderate that people do? For me, we've talked about it on so many times. It's the pickup lines at the school, but more importantly, it's now pickup lines anywhere where people think because they're picking up their kid, they can just park anywhere that they want, sit in the car, leave the car running, and take up space for others. You got people that just park all over the place. They wait in front of buildings. Oh, I'm just going to be here for a second. You're parked over a crosswalk, ma'am. I had a woman the other day in Costco cut me off with her cart as I was walking in, no regard that I was walking. And I'm going, excuse me. And she finally turns around and goes, what? And I go, you cut me off. Next time you're going to get clipped.
We're playing bumper carts.
You're not paying any attention. You know what else ticks me off? People who just don't follow the rules on anything. It says no talking on your phone at the gym. Take it outside.
Oh, that doesn't apply to me, though.
Right. It doesn't apply to me. People suck. I don't want to hear your conversation on the phone when I'm trying to do a workout. Yeah. And yes, I have earbuds in, but you can still hear people talking.
I don't like people talking on their phones in the grocery store.
Yeah, that's annoying too. Yeah.
I mean, I have made a call, but it's usually like, what have I forgotten? I'm standing in here. I'm pretty sure I forgot something. Mm-hmm. Can you let me know what it is? Oh, dog food? Okay, got it.
Right.
But the ones that clearly set out to go to, and there's every time you go in the store, there's someone that clearly set out to have their phone call conversation while they're shopping.
While they're shopping, yes.
To entertain them while they're shopping.
Yeah, that's what your speaker's for.
On speakerphone.
Yeah, sometimes, but speakers even the worst.
Yeah.
But just having that conversation, it's a one-sided conversation that as you're walking down the aisles, I can't stand it.
No, it's awful. Yeah. Yeah. But you're right. Some people do plan their shopping trips around their phone calls.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the store and then call so-and-so.
Right.
No. Get your stuff and get out.
Right. And call somebody from your car. That's why they made cars for you to talk on the phone.
Yeah. Any other gripes we got?
Yeah.
Probably. 913-586-7610. We'll handle some of those. And Jay Wright just got out of coaching and has some tough love for John Calipari. Next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.